Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee on a beautiful Tuesday.
We got stuff to talk about. We had a weekend. There was a weekend full of things that people have been talking about.
But before you get there, so one of the live group members said it's the podcast within the podcast.
It is.
That's the value.
Two for one podcast.
That's the value by joining the live group. Like, that's what you pay for. You pay for the inside scoop. You pay for tea that's so hot.
Oh yeah,
it can't be on barely the regular
it.
Waves.
We've been having it's so hot. We've waited months for it to cool down so we can disperse it to people. So as we get closer, it's cooling. It's in its cooling phase right now.
Otherwise, it might. It might set you on fire. It's that hot.
It could.
Outside of a Trump hearing.
All right. You know? Let's, I forgot about that one already.
Magoo just reminded us of it.
About the dude set himself on fire. That's crazy. At first, I thought it was like a crazy Trump supporter who was, you know, self-immolating to protest Trump being on trial, but that wasn't the case at all. Apparently, the guy had some wild theory. Get this. This guy said that all of these politicians, Republicans and Democrat, are actually just working together for the same goals, and that they're all basically the same at the end of the day.
So this was...
Dude's nuts.
This is a libertarian.
Crazy dude.
Setting himself on fire, of course.
So, yeah, I forgot to bring up that manifesto and talk about that today. We'll talk about the other crazy things going on around. I'm a little bit happy to see this one. No, I mean, it is like the downfall of Western society, but I'm a little happy to see this happening on college campuses now around the country, because as you know, as I've been saying for probably a couple of years now, if the government wanted to fully fund anything, I would just do colleges because they need to be destroyed, and that's one of the fastest ways to do such a thing.
Yeah.
And when I see colleges ripping themselves apart, I get a little happy about it. I do.
Yeah.
Even though it is sad that we have to share space with some of these people.
See, this is why I want like places like California, like just pass everything, you know? Give them what they want. It'll implode on itself quick enough. And then we can get to liberty.
Fact check, by the way. Magoo says the guy's an anarcho-communist. I haven't looked at the manifesto. I just heard a little bit about what he had to say about some politicians. And I was like, okay. Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
He's not wrong about that.
Yeah, I'm not going to set myself on fire, but I agree with that statement right there. Columbia
Maybe
University.
He agrees even more, though.
Columbia, you know, there's this war going on in Israel, Palestine.
Yeah, we just gave them money.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to send them some money. And so that's going on. People, the students at Columbia University, they're not happy about this. They had some protests and occupation going on over the weekend. They have their own Chaz Chop scenario happening right now.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
And We got some videos and stuff like that. It's pretty crazy.
Forgot about Chaz Chop.
Seems to be like some legitimate anti-Semitism. You know, anti-Semite, anti-Semitic is a way overused term. And the problem with overusing these terms is that it becomes meaningless to call people anything.
Like racist.
Racist, anti-Semite, white supremacist, whatever it is you want to call someone. It doesn't mean anything anymore. But when people use it in relation to some of these people, it seems to be the case. Okay. But they've canceled their in-person classes for today. And I think they'll have to keep doing this, but we'll see. Columbia University cancels in-person classes after pro-Palestinian protest. They will attend classes virtually on Monday as school officials hope to de-escalate the tensions on the New York City campus after pro-Palestinian demonstrations led to mass arrests last week. Statement on Monday, Columbia's president said the university was canceling while denouncing anti-Semitic language and intimidating and harassing behavior that she said occurred on campus recently, still like happening right now. Quote, these tensions have been exploited and amplified by individuals who are not affiliated with Columbia, who have come to campus to pursue their own agendas. So what they're saying is these are outside infiltrators that have infiltrated this peaceful movement of non-anti-Semitic people. It's going on right now. More than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested on Thursday on the campus after Shafik, that's the president, authorized New York police to clear an encampment set up by students demonstrating against Israel's actions in Gaza.
So they took apart Chaz Chop.
Yeah. No, they haven't taken it apart. Let's look at some of the stuff. So this is a video posted by Daily Wire, posted this one out. This is, let's see. Now, their caption on this says, these are the student loans, you get the payoff. And I do think that that's an important part of this conversation. Like, you look at what's going on at these colleges. It's not valuable. There's nothing valuable for society that society's helping pay for at this, you know, $60,000 a year college campus that people are going to.
And these same people are going to wonder why they can't get jobs when they graduate.
Their degree is worthless. 8-second video, bunch of tents set up. There's a sign that says, "Welcome to the People's University for Palestine." Right there in front of that important-looking building. I know nothing about this campus whatsoever. So welcome to the People's University for Palestine. Let's see what else we got. Okay, so we got some
Allah Akbar
is going on there. Oh, that's good stuff. Let's see what else we got. We got a couple videos here. Jewish students get harassed trying to leave Columbia's campus tonight. You can hear someone yell, how'd you say that? Yehudim. 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 That's how they said it. Yehudim. Possibly. Jews. And then saying, go back to Poland. And this is where the actual seemingly anti-Semitic stuff. Now, they would say it's anti-Zionism. Is probably what these people would call it. But I wouldn't look at every single Jew and say that they're a Zionist any more than I would look at every single one of these pro-Palestine, what if they're Palestinian or what if they're from the Middle East? I wouldn't look at them and call them terrorists either. You know, that seems kind of racist or whatever you want to call it. But I mean, imagine if you just had if you flipped it and it was a bunch of Jews out there blockading Middle Easterners from going to the college and telling them to go back to fight for Hamas or go back to Gaza or what, you know, go back. I mean, that would be bad. Seems like people would be upset about that kind of thing. So here's a little bit of that. All right. So that's fun times. You got to go get that college experience, man. It's good stuff. Here's a little bit more. Come on. Now, this person yells, stop killing children, and in addition, you know, to all the go back to Poland stuff. And at the same time, I would say yet again, I highly doubt any of the Jewish students that they're following and harassing have killed any children. I mean, I don't know that for sure. I haven't looked at them.
And I thought Palestinians aren't Hamas.
They're not.
So don't you separate the government from the people? You know?
For Palestinians, you do, but you see... What you're forgetting is the remember that totem pole and the victimhood hierarchy? You see?
What? Hey, quiet.
quiet.
And the goose says, oh, so now it's a pro-life rally.
Stop. Yeah. That's what it was. She was just anti-abortion.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
That was the thing going on there. Okay, and then we have, let's see, students at Yale. Now, this is spreading across college campuses, much like Facebook did back in the day.
Cancer. And,
yeah. Or like a cancer, yeah. Students at Yale preventing another Jewish student from entering. I think we have two situations with the same guy here.
What is the best give you like as far as?
There's the alleged Jewish guy right here. Now, what you see in this video, if you're just listening, is they have formed a line of people, then they're not letting him through. He's trying to get around them. How do you know he's trying to get around them? Well, we have another angle of this guy. And these children, they make me very upset. And I try to not feel such terrible, awful, negative things for people, but I do sometimes. And some of the things that these people say, he's trying to go somewhere, and they're like, well, you can't just walk through us. And as he tries to go around, they move as a group and continue blocking him. And they're the victim.
Yeah.
They are the victim if he tries to go through them.
And they look like white liberals.
You're literally tapping out.
I'm allowed to walk. That's fine.
You can walk through us.
We're here. Don't get in my way.
Oh, how would I just walk right through them? How I would clear a path.
My God.
For this man to walk.
Yeah. That exchange right there gets my blood boiling.
I know. Like, I kind of just want to go up there and just clear a path.
Like, I'm just trying to walk around. You can't just walk through us. And as he tries to go around, they stay with him and continue to block him. And he's like,
oh, so you're saying they're moving the goalposts?
Yeah. They're just this perpetual, like, and they make themselves the victim. Like, he would be violating their rights by trying to walk through them, but they're the ones that are following him around, blocking him. I mentioned this a bunch of times. There's a book, a collection of Ayn Rand essays called The Return of the Primitive. And I want everyone to go read this, get it on Audible or whatever. In that book, one of the essays, you could just find this essay if you want to, and it's called The Cashing In, The Student Rebellion. It talks about the Berkeley Rebellion, which I believe happened in the 70s, I think, or maybe late 60s. I don't know which one. And she very clearly talks about how they've kind of flipped rights on their head, because they would go and take microphones from people and say that they had a right to speak while taking other people's right to speak, or they would block people from going. It's like the same thing happening right now. And she talked about how the way that the college handled this was by like giving in to all of their demands instead of just expelling every single one of them and telling them to go buy a first class ticket to F themselves somewhere, you know, which is what they should have done.
Well, and that's what this one girl was saying. Like, you can't touch us. You can't. He's like, I'm not. I'm trying to walk around. You keep moving.
And then we get to the crowd chanting. And you know how I feel about crowd chanting. Mm-hmm. It's one of my least favorite things in the history of the world.
Well, this is how stoning happened. You know, you get a crowd together, and then everybody would pick up a stone.
These are people that are forming a line, and there's someone telling them what to say, and the way that they're talking, they sound like they're under some form of hypnosis, honestly. And that's like psychosis, maybe. A massive amount of people have formed this line, and it seems like they're under some massive form of psychosis is what it. I don't know if there's a name. I don't know if there's a name for it.
I don't know if that's been studied. Yeah.
I don't think anyone's ever talked about that before. But it did get us a strike on YouTube one time. So here we go.
Forward. So that we can.
So that we can.
Start to push them.
Start to push them.
Out of the camp.
Out of the camp.
One step forward.
One step forward.
Another step forward.
Another step forward.
We ask
that you please respect
our privacy.
our privacy,
and our community guidelines,
which you have so far disrespected,
and leave our camp.
These people.
Our community guidelines. What, the camp they set up? Their camp guidelines?
Their camp.
She has that voice, that liberal arts voice, you know? It reminds me of the Machine story, you know? like their camp just got robbed.
They set up an encampment on university property. Now, I guess Columbia, this is a private university. I believe.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Columbia's private. I don't know.
So
I'll look it up.
They set up this camp and they set up their own community guidelines. And then they ask, now they're asking, and if you don't comply, they're just going to use force, force you to do something that you respect their privacy and their encampment
private
that
private
they have formed on someone else's property. I don't condone violence, but I will pay to watch someone punch each one of these people in the face. I will.
Her voice alone is just like so annoying. You want to talk about a condescending tone?
Yeah.
A female condescending tone?
Which is the worst kind of condescending tone, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Because it's normally wrong.
Respect our privacy. What privacy? You set up tents on a college campus. What privacy are you speaking of? Sorry, we didn't read the rules for whatever your camp is called. We didn't know you were going to set up camp here where I usually walk to class. Usually walk through this field to class, and you've set up a home here. It's so ridiculous.
So
can we go to one of these? We should go.
This one's in New York. I don't know, but if this happens in Nashville, we should.
I mean,
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt gets pretty.
One of the other places.
We just had a sit in.
Belmont.
We could have brought tampons.
Yeah.
To Vanderbilt. There you go.
That would keep the sit in going.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm trying to think about how to approach this. Number one, I did say that I felt a little bit of glee from this because the colleges are doing this. They're really doing us no good. A lot of people go to college so they can teach college later on, which means it's completely worthless. But what are you going to teach at college? You're going to teach other people how to teach at college. It's a money factory for the colleges. That's all it is. A
lot of administrative costs.
Then they become leftist indoctrination camps. And so when I start to see the colleges, because this is going to harm this college quite a bit, a lot of people are not going to want to put up with this. They're not going to want to pay $60,000 to $90,000 a year to go to a college where they're having to deal with this, especially the Jews. Okay. They're not going to want to do this at all. And then there's a lot of people with money that aren't going to send money to the college or whatever. It's going to end up hurting them, which makes me happy because they deserve to reap what they have sown for all of these years.
That's biblical.
Yes.
Preach.
That's all I know right there. And there was an accident.
Yeah.
But they need to reap what they've sown. And they have been creating these people. This is a, you see those buildings back there? Those are factory buildings for churning out people like this. That is what they do. And now these people are returning to eat themselves or whatever you want to call it. Like they are eating their own at the moment. And sometimes you love to see it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you do. Now, what if you flip side this for a second and talked about the fact some of these people have legitimate grievances? This is a libertarian podcast. We don't like war, and we don't like the fact that there are innocent civilians getting killed in a war. And it does seem, whatever numbers you go with, you could go with Gaza's numbers, which is like 35,000, should be 40 by now. I don't know what the number is right now. 35,000, something like that. They say that many of them are innocent civilians, like over half of them. Or you can go with Israel's numbers, and they're like, no, we haven't killed 35,000 or 25,000 even innocent civilians. We've killed like 15,000 innocent civilians. That's get your numbers right. That's still too many innocent civilians. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Not a fan of it. I want that to stop. I want to find whatever peaceful solution there is. And I don't think there's an easy peaceful solution when you're dealing with a terrorist organization or an ideology or whatever it is. We know this. We're Americans. We know all about how you can't defeat these ideologies. And so I don't know exactly what the answer here is. I don't think there would be much. I think as long as Israel is there, this is going to be happening. I'm not advocating for Israel to pack up and move out or anything like that. But I think as long as they're there, this is going to be happening. Some of these people have legitimate grievances because they are upset about innocent people. But the question is that what they are upset about? Or do they hate Zionism? Do they hate Israel? Are they upset about the land being stolen or whatever? Do they just hate Jews because of their religion? Or do they see them as colonizers?
What exactly are they protesting? Are they protesting the fact that the American government has sent aid to Israel? Like, is that,
I don't know what exactly sparked these protests. I know the president was pulled in front of Congress last week.
Don't you think they should
week.
Be protesting in Israel to get Israel to stop?
Well,
but instead they're protesting in America.
And it just
for what? For Americans to stop supporting? What is the what's the goal of the protest?
The college,
because it does seem as if at least some people's goal is just to hate Jewish people.
I think it has
or Zionism
something,
or whatever.
I think it has something to do with some of Colombia's money being tied to Israel in some way, and either helping funding or getting money from Israel, whatever. They want them to divest basically from.
But haven't we also sent aid to Gaza?
Well, yeah, there's I think there was $9 billion in this bill that goes to Gaza somehow. I don't know how exactly it's going to get distributed or whatever, but I think you could make the argument that you just don't send the money to Israel, and then you also don't send the money to Gaza, and then you just let people keep their money. But I know I'm just being crazy when I say stuff like that.
Set yourself on fire.
I know. Some crazy stuff. There's legitimate things that they could be protesting, like innocent people dying. There's legitimate things like what's Israel supposed to do after something like October 7th happens. Of course, they're going to go after the people that did it. Do I think that they could have done less of the bombing than maybe more strategic tactical things? Sure, I can say that, but I'm not in the military. I'm not in the war. I don't know anything about the situation on the ground. Can't name a single street in Gaza. So I don't know anything about that specific situation. I know I just don't like it when innocent people die, and so that's an easy thing to say. I don't like it when that happens. Protesting and blocking American Jews and stopping them from moving freely on campus or around the streets around the campus is not the way to do such a thing. It's actually a very racist type thing to do. And to assume that they're somehow tied to this government would be the same thing as assuming that you're tied to Hamas's government. And I just think that we should look at people as individuals, and that would be the way to do these kind of things. And we've moved away from looking at people as individuals, and that's why we're dealing with what we're dealing with at the moment. But if this leads to Colombia going out to business or the whole place being burnt down, hopefully no one being hurt whatsoever, I won't shed a tear about it.
Good riddance.
I just won't. And I hope it takes down the rest of the colleges too. So we just really need the technical colleges and maybe a couple others, something like that.
There will be a market solution.
More to come on Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The second day of testimony has concluded in the criminal trial of former President Trump in New York. Prosecutors grilled former tabloid publisher David Pecker about his purported involvement in a catch-and-kill scheme. Pro-Palestinian protests are escalating on college campuses across the nation. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says it's time to stop the protests now.
We should address this while it is just a spark. Let's not wait until it's a blazing fire.
Monday, police made arrests at Yale and NYU. Three out of the 49 illegal immigrants who were dropped off by plane on Martha's Vineyard nearly 2 years ago are receiving visas to legally reside and work in the U.S. Their attorney says the trio will be granted U visas designed for crime victims as they were deceived into boarding flights from Texas, organized by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
What's up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. Remember, Charlie and I have a daily podcast called Good Morning Liberty, where we do a show every day of the week, pretty much talking about current news and events from a libertarian perspective. You can find us by going to PernieLies.com. You can join our live group by going to JoinGML.com. Speaking of wars, well, we got $95 billion aid package that the House passed over the weekend. Some people are very happy about that, and some people are very upset about that. Here is a video of people that are very happy about that. In fact, there are people in the House of Representatives, some people might even call them congressmen and women for the United States of America, waving a bunch of Ukrainian flags inside of the United States House. I don't even know why I'm surprised or why these things even bother me much anymore.
Yeah.
But you follow the redheaded libertarian. She asked a good question.
This is patriotic.
Whatever her name is. Yeah, they're very patriotic. She asked a simple question, like, when's the last time you saw these people waving American flags after they do something? Like, do 9/11. We spend, like, do we? No, the answer actually was Jan 6.
Oh.
Inside, like, when do you see people wave American flags inside the Capitol building? You don't see that. Like, why are we waving Ukrainian flags inside of our government building, celebrating the fact that we're taking money from Americans, or we're borrowing?
What? I know
your
why.
Hands up. What's up?
I know why.
Why?
Because some of that money is going to get funneled right back into their pockets.
You think?
Oh, yes.
You think? Wait, do defense contractors donate money towards politicians?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Yep.
All right, I gotcha. So they're waving these flags. I find that to be kind of weird. Here's one angle of what that looked like. I don't know. Kind of a weird thing to me. Let's go back to the story. Democrats and Republicans unite to give weapons manufacturers $59 billion. That's out of the $95 billion. So 59 out of the 95 is actually going to be going to purchase weapons from the military-industrial complex. So that's cool. The House of Representatives passed a $95 billion military spending package over the weekend, including $59 billion in weapons purchases in three separate bills. The aid package had been held up because some Republicans oppose more aid to Ukraine. Those concerns melted away after this month's Iranian-Israeli clashes. Naturally, you would support more aid to Ukraine after Iran and Israel exchanged some rockets back and forth. I follow the same line of thought, of course, as them. The Senate already passed a similar $95 billion package 2 months ago, so the new House spending bill should pass the Senate and make it to President Joe Biden's desk quickly. The House package also includes a fourth national security bill with measures that the Senate has not voted on, including the forced sale of TikTok and new economic sanctions on Iran and Russia. So this is all for national security. Mm. So we're going to do the forced sale of TikTok also. Some of these things, by the way, if they pass them, are not going to be great for Joe Biden in the election. I just wanted to point that out. Like him sending another whatever $15 billion to Israel, a lot of young people are going to be upset about that. We just showed you tapes of the young people. Okay, so a lot of people are going to be upset about this. And if they actually sign this forced sale of TikTok, if that leads to TikTok actually being banned, a lot of young people and people who aren't young probably too going to be upset about this kind of thing. Quote, today, members of both parties, the House voted to advance the national security issues and send clear message about the power of the American leadership of the world stage.
And not this message is not clear. But their message is clear.
Yeah. Biden declared. He declared it. Mm-hmm. So we know that that's important. The White House advertised.
Hear ye, he started.
These bills as an aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and friendly nations in the Indo-Pacific region, such as Taiwan. But the bulk of the money will go directly into the American military-industrial complex.
Wow.
So that's an important part to remember. Like, oh, yeah, we're giving money to all these countries. Well, most of it goes to these companies right here, which is why it's great for jobs. You know, someone's got to build those things.
That's right.
So the package includes $29.5 billion to replenish stockpiles of American weapons given to Ukraine that we probably said cost us $10 billion. Mm-hmm. Israel and Indo-Pacific allies, as well as another $29.5 billion for the development, production, and procurement of new weapons. The wars in Eastern Europe and Middle East have burned through stockpiles of American ammunition and missiles faster than they can be replaced, and American factories will have trouble keeping up even if more money is thrown at them. Man, I bet that supply-demand imbalance is really causing the prices to go up, you know? Not corporate greed or anything in this case. You really need that stuff for war.
It's caused by Putin.
Yeah. So Putin price hike on missiles, you know. Some non-American weapons manufacturers are also poised to rake in taxpayers' money from the aid package. The U.S. government will spend $5.2 billion on Israel's Iron Dome, Iron Beam, and David's Sling defense systems.
Great names.
Is that a Bible thing? Oh, yeah, because of like David Goliath. Oh, yeah. I gotcha. Mm. Produced by an Israeli company, Rafael Advanced Defense Systems, or RADS, as I've always called it. And the Indo-Pacific bill loosens rules for spending Defense Production Act money on British and Australian companies. The U.S., Britain, and Australia are working together on the AUKUS submarine project. And we await the release of the beautiful AUKUS submarine. I can't wait for that one. Supporters of the aid package claimed that Ukraine and Israel are fighting so the American troops don't have to. But the bills themselves make it clear how much heavy lifting the U.S. military is already doing in these wars. They include $11.3 billion to support an American military buildup in Europe and $2.4 billion for American military operations in the Middle East. Mm.
Still there.
Let freedom ring. Let me tell you what, man. freaking democracy, dude. I just love it.
Yeah.
I just love it. It costs money. Freedom isn't free.
No.
You know?
It's the least about 05. You know what the scariest environment imaginable is?
What's that?
When Republicans and Democrats come together.
Mm-hmm. Any bipartisan bill?
Anytime you see a headline terrifying. That says Republicans and Democrats came together.
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's never good.
You just know. By default, that's not good.
Mm-mm. Let's see. We'll move on to, we talked about that. How about some comments from people regarding this matter? Because we're saying a lot of pro-Putin things right now, and so I just want to make sure that we clear that up. This person, Julia Krill, Ukraine flag in her bio. If you're against military aid for Ukraine, you are, number one, pro-Putin. Number two, pro-Russian government. Number three, pro-Russian invasion of Ukraine. Number four, pro-Russian genocide of Ukrainians. Number five, pro-terrorism. And number six, anti-democracy. It's really as simple as that.
Simple.
It is or it isn't.
Yeah. If you're not with me, you're against me.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You can't have any nuanced conversations whatsoever.
The complete lack of nuance is starting to get to me. But, you know, I had a little back and forth with our good friend, Josh Heckel, over the weekend.
Yeah.
So had a little back and forth because...
Well, he's pro-military aid for Ukraine, so obviously...
Yeah, he's not pro... Not really. He's just pro-democracy, and he's anti-Putin. Mm. You know, he doesn't support Putin's invasion of Ukraine like you do, and so you don't possibly understand where he's coming from on this thing because you're biased, of course. These things are all ridiculous talking points. You could be against military aid for Ukraine for many reasons other than being pro-Putin. You could be against it because you're against taxation and against the government forcing you to borrow money and pay back with interest or inflation or what it did. You just think that that's immoral and that we shouldn't be doing these kinds of things. And that doing this could lead to World War III, nuclear war, whatever. You could have those kind of fears as well.
The live group brings up a good point. If you're pro military aid for Ukraine, then obviously you're pro Nazi.
You're pro Nazi.
Mm-hmm. Nazi.
Well, you're supporting Russia, you commie.
Mm.
Hey, you got in this fight. Is there a betting system for this? Can we do that?
Probably. I bet a book has it.
I bet someone's got
find a book.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. This person for Congress in Texas is responding to Randy Weber, who is in Congress in Texas. Randy Weber said, Democrats are waving Ukraine flag on the House floor. They are the America Last Party. Sorry, I had a fight in the middle of your America Last Party. This person says, you realize that if Ukraine fails, America will be next. I didn't realize Ukraine was the last line of defense between Putin destroying America. Did you realize that?
Well, we're right next to Ukraine.
Yeah. It's got to be right there. So if Ukraine goes down, the tanks, they're going to roll right across the Rio Grande right after that. Because that's just how it works, I believe.
Yeah.
So that's a ridiculous thing to say. Mike Johnson also has dumb things to say about, this is from Israel. We'll skip over that because it's about Israel. Let's keep talking about Ukraine. Josh Heckel. I've gotten his name wrong in the past. I just want to make sure that I... Heckel. Is how you say it. Doesn't make any sense because it starts with EA. Okay.
Costco posted a map for us.
I saw that's the one I was just looking for. Yeah. I was scrolling down trying to find that. Yeah, it's got a map of the U.S. and then Mexico is actually labeled Ukraine. And then Russia's down there with a bunch of countries that we don't know the names of. And so that's what it looks like. Once Russia moves through Ukraine, the U.S. is next.
You don't know Panama or Guatemala?
I wouldn't get anything wrong.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Josh says, to be anti-defense is to be pro-war.
Again, here's when you define a conversation where there can't be any nuance, you might as well just not even have the conversation.
No, it's pointless. It's a binary. Yeah. It's either or.
Yeah.
And what you're...
It's like
you're doing that thing where you say, reasonable people would agree that, now you just said anyone who disagrees with you is unreasonable that.
Right.
You're setting up the conversation like that, and then you knock down the pins after you set the basis of reality yourself.
Like, if I were to say in the abortion argument, to be pro-choice is to be anti-life.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I'm sure if you look at that person's actions, they're probably pro-life.
most of the time.
Yeah. Like they at least like their own life and their family's life, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Like they probably are pro-life. They just, there's a nuanced conversation there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they hate babies.
Yeah.
That's possible. But I can't just label them as that.
Mm-hmm.
Because then there's no conversation to be had.
Or like if you protest against innocent people dying in Gaza, that means that you're pro-Hamas. You know, Ben Shapiro does that a lot. Like these pro, we just saw a bunch of pro-Hamas protesters out there. Now, I saw plenty of videos. A lot of these people are actually pro-Hamas. Like they're chanting like long live Hamas and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty pro-Hamas.
Yeah.
But you could just be against what you consider to be a genocide or just innocent women and children getting killed. But when you make things binary, there's no conversation after that. There's no talking.
Not that we know what a woman is, but
no,
we're against whatever they are being killed.
Josh continues. He said, a world where invaders can waltz into a country and annex it with no repercussions will lead to more war, more death, and more violence. Now, he's not wrong about this, but what he's assuming is that if you're against taking my money by force and giving it to some other random person in select country right now that we're going to give it to, if you're against that, then what you've said is that countries just have the right to waltz into other countries and annex them and take their land and do all that, and that you're actually against them being able to defend themselves. There is a difference in me saying, you shouldn't be able to come to my house, take my stuff, whether it be money or other things that I exchange money for, it's all the same thing, my belongings. You're going to take my belongings and you're going to ship it to someone else. I can be against that, but still think that countries have a right to defend themselves,
mm-hmm.
right? Not according to Josh, apparently. Okay. Because he set up this binary system. MAGA. So this, since these things are true in this extremely simplistic and immature way of discussing the situation where you live in a world without any nuance or any other facts other than the ones that you deem to be viable. Since those are true, Josh, he says, MAGA is pro-war. Tucker Carlson is pro-war. RFK Jr. is pro-war. So if you're against taking American taxpayers' money and giving it to Northrop Grumman, then you are pro-war.
Yeah.
I worry that you didn't just follow that line of thinking that I just went through, okay?
No, I followed.
If you're against taking my money and giving it to Lockheed Martin, you are pro-war.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, that's
blowing a big your mind right now, right? You never thought this deep before.
That is a hoop.
So
that is a hoop that you had to...
So I said, war is peace, Josh Eckel. I want to show you a little bit. Now, he clarified some things. Josh and I are cool, okay? Mm-hmm. We talked. He told me that he likes posting inflammatory things because it does well on Twitter. We've had this conversation in private, and I told him I would never tell anyone, okay?
He's
actually, in person, a pretty rational dude.
Yeah.
You can have pretty nuanced conversations. Mm-hmm. On Twitter, not so much, because that doesn't sell. We talk about that. That doesn't get retweets.
It doesn't.
How are you going to retweet some nuance? Yeah. Come on, no one cares.
Yeah.
Give me some binary.
It takes too long to think about.
He said, if you're getting invaded and brutalized, the only path to peace is war. Capitulation and enslavement to tyrants and bullies is not peace. Well, I agree with that. I never said that Ukraine can't fight against Russia. I don't think they should just lay down.
And listen to Joe Biden, the blood of trees with the tyrants of liberty need to be watered.
Of the blood.
Mm-hmm. Of the blood. You know?
From corn pop.
So of course we agree with that.
I said, of course Ukraine has the right to defend themselves, and I hope they win, because I don't like what Russia did in Ukraine. I don't. They seem to be the aggressor.
Pro-Nazi then.
I don't like the precedent that they're going to come in.
Are you a Nazi?
Even if you look at it.
Will you denounce Nazis right now on this show?
Listen, there's fine people on every side.
I didn't know.
I bet.
I might have to quit. I didn't know I was doing a show with a Nazi. You're pro-Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
Will you denounce?
Well, I denounce Nazis. I believe they should be condemned.
now I want you to right now.
I just did.
No, denounce them.
I denounce
completely.
I declare them to be denounced. They have been denounced.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'll write a story about this later.
Do you have? So then I asked, like,
white,
of course,
supremacists.
Of course, they have the right to defend themselves. Do you have the right to send men to my house with guns, confiscate my belongings, and send them to other men in Ukraine? Because that's the question. That's why a lot of people are upset. It's not because they want Russia to win or they want Ukraine to win. Honestly, I don't really care which one happens, but I don't like Russia. I don't honestly think they're a good country.
It's that they can't really afford their groceries. And yet they see these billions of dollars going to other countries and they're like, what is going on?
Who is?
The people. That's what they're upset about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they can't afford their groceries.
He said, you're no more coerced. Now, this is an argument I've heard a lot. I've heard it from people like Josh Eckel and Ben Shapiro. You are no more coerced by the U.S. allocating around 5% of the defense budget to help our allies. It's not of the defense budget. That's new money. That's not included in the defense budget, but whatever. Or they would just send it because it's already in the defense budget. Right. They've already signed off on that money. We wouldn't need a new bill, but whatever. Of the defense budget to help our allies than you are by the U.S. allocating the percent of their infrastructure budget to build a new segment of the highway. If the argument centers around spending, there are trillions spent via bigger programs that should be included in the conversation. The fact that we're singling out this issue over much larger issues shows the conversation is not about government waste, it's about geopolitical priorities.
But there's still an underlying principle. That's the problem.
And
I'll speak for Nate on this because I can. We are against all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Principled.
Yeah.
Like, I'm against the government spending money on a new highway, too.
That, too.
Yeah.
Because as a libertarian, I hate roads.
Yeah.
You know?
The roads.
Kill the roads. So, the other problem that the principle he just laid out is when it's $95 billion, well, that's hardly anything compared to how much the government spends. And so, why would you single out this issue? There's trillions of other issues that you should single out. So why are you singling out a $95 billion issue? Oh, well, it must be because you hate, well, you're mad about this new food stamp program. Well, that's probably not because you're mad about spending. That's because you're racist.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So what he just laid out was the principle that everyone uses to steal from you $100 billion at a time. Because it's a small percentage of the amount of money that the U.S. government spends, and therefore inconsequential when you talk about it in relation to the $6.5 trillion that we're going to spend this year. Therefore, why get mad about this thing, those other big programs? And when the next thing comes up, why get mad about this thing? We spend tons of other money. You keep saying that. $100 billion at a time, you keep saying that. And that's what Josh just said we need to do. He said that.
And not only that, but then they're able to slap a label on you.
Mm-hmm.
As if you're pro-Putin.
Like I said, they slap these labels on all the time, whether it be for welfare spending or healthcare spending or whatever it is. You hate old people. You hate poor people.
You hate
black people. You hate kids.
Single mothers.
Whatever it is. And you don't really care about this. You don't care about this $100 billion because we spend $6.5 trillion other dollars. You just hate X. You're this person right here. And I'm going to use that to smear you. Because I care about this thing getting done, is what you're saying. All right. I felt slightly personally attacked because he told me that I'm singling out an issue over much bigger issues and that's about my geopolitical priorities, maybe alluding to the fact that I was pro-Russia, like he said I was pro-Russia by being against the spending. He didn't say it about me personally, but he said it about everyone who's against the spending, so I'm included in that group.
Yeah.
Which is the problem when you talk about groups of people.
You're a Putin price plant.
Yeah.
PPP.
I said he was well aware that I'm equally against any other part of the government spending that have dedicated 99% of our 1,220 episodes to such things. On the other hand, I've rarely seen Josh celebrate government spending $100 billion on something, so maybe he's the one that's biased. Because I've never seen him celebrate a new $100 billion package from the U.S. government before. Yeah. This is actually the first time that I've seen it. which is weird. And then he clarified and said, this is not about you personally. And that's where we switch back into, hey, man, we're cool. So, because we've already met personally a couple times and had the interview and talk stuff out. And
you're at war with Josh.
Yeah.
This is a war.
Binary speaking and thinking is a really bad way to have political conversations. But unfortunately, it's the most effective way to go viral on social media.
It gets people riled up. Yeah. It gets the people going. It's provocative.
It gets you riled up, like it got me riled up seeing that post. I'm like, And that's why the engagement is so much better, because you just called a bunch of people Nazis or anti. And so now you've just, you know, you're talking bad about half the population or whatever, like 60% of the population that doesn't support this funding anymore. And that's why it gets better engagement. So it's not a good way to have political conversations, though. It really isn't. You don't solve any problems.
And I feel like used to, when people would say things that are ridiculous, we would just ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
But now we feel the need, because you have the right playing the same game now, right? So they started getting canceled. Now they want to cancel other people.
Well, like if you talk bad about Israel.
Yeah.
I mean, you could talk bad about Israel. You could say you don't even like Zionism. You could say you think that Israel getting that land in 48 or whatever it was that they got the land. But that makes you an anti-Semite. That means that college campuses should censor your speech. They literally pulled people up and said that they needed to censor people talking bad about Israel. And sometimes when you're like actually blocking a person from walking around because they're Jewish, like that's anti-Semitism. When you're talking about how you disagree with Zionism and war policy and stuff like that, it's not anti-Semitism. Now, you could be anti-Semitism at the basis of your disagreement, I guess, but not always.
Right.
Not always the case.
Right.
But yeah, the right loves to do this too.
And then it becomes a politically just an ideological political battle.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't, nuance gets pushed to the wayside and you can't have an intelligent conversation.
We got a lot more coming right up on Liberty at Night on the Free Talk Live Network with Nate and Charlie.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.